This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Forward Montana is hosting a candidate forum for Montana's Western Congressional District 1 primary contenders on Tuesday, April 28th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Baxter Hotel in Bozeman. The event features both in-person attendance and a live stream available at forwardmontana.org the night of the event. Forward Montana is an organization focused on engaging Montana youth in politics and elections, with an emphasis on registering young people to vote and on educating voters, including with candidate forums. The Congressional District 1 Primary Candidate Forum is Tuesday, April 28th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Baxter Hotel, 105 West Main Street in Bozeman. Forward Montana invited all the candidates from all parties running in the race, but not all will attend. Those confirmed for the event are three of the four Democrats filed for the race, Sam Forstag, Ryan Bussey, and Russell Cleveland, and an independent candidate, Kimberly Persico. No Republican candidates accepted. The event will include questions of the primary candidates running for Congressional District 1 and some trivia questions, along with free popcorn and audience questions with trivia prizes. That's the Congressional District 1 Primary Candidate Forum, Tuesday, April 28th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Baxter Hotel in Bozeman. A free aquatic animal rehoming event in Bozeman is meant to help pet owners avoid releasing unwanted animals into Montana waterways. Montana's Invasive Species Action Network will hold its fourth free aquatic animal rehoming event April 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Montana State University's Romney Oval. People can surrender fish, turtles, frogs, and aquatic plants at the April rehoming event. The service is part of the Invasive Species Action Network's Don't Let It Loose program for people to surrender pets they can no longer keep so that the animals can be rehomed with help from pet stores and animal rescue groups across the state. The rehoming event is especially important to keep non-native species from being released into Montana's rivers, streams, and lakes. Tom Wolf, the Aquatic Invasive Species Bureau Chief with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, says harmful practices like dumping aquariums can introduce invasive species into local habitats and environments. Wolf said, "People that dump aquariums introduce invasive species. Those invasives just take over our habitat and environment. That's why we push the Don't Let It Loose message." Among the invasive species that are prevalent in Montana are goldfish, which have been illegally introduced in Montana waters. They are especially dangerous to native species found in Montana waters, as they can change the water quality once introduced. Wolf says aquatic invasive species can affect habitat, ecosystems, fisheries, and native species by outcompeting species that people want to protect. Turtles and tortoises also are species not to dump in Montana's waterways or lands. Pond sliders, or semi-aquatic turtles, are an invasive threat to species that are native to the Treasure State. Give Big Gallatin Valley is happening this week, and it's important for KGVM Bozeman, your Gallatin Valley community radio station. Give Big Gallatin Valley is a 24-hour online day of giving for all nonprofit organizations in the Gallatin Valley. The event starts at 6 p.m. Thursday, April 30th through 6 p.m. Friday, May 1st. KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, is participating in Give Big, and we hope that you will too. Please give generously, give big, to KGVM at givebiggv.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.